All right, good morning, everyone. I hope we're doing well on day two. As you can tell, I am not Miss Natasha Martin, and so they found a mediocre substitute in myself. She's under the weather, so I'm going to try to stay in her place this morning. And with that, we're going to roll into agency hearing processes. And we have a great lineup this morning. We have the Honorable Judge Burkhalter. We have Mr. William Hyinga and Mr. Jonathan Stone. Judge Burkhalter is the Director of Docket Management at the PUC. Before that, he was at Kim Smith Law Firm for 17 years, where he rose to partner. After that, he transitioned to ALJ at SOA, rose to become a Master ALJ, and now is currently the Chief ALJ at the PUC. Our second presenter today is Mr. William Hyinga. He's been practicing oil and gas law for quite some time. That's where he focuses, in front of not only the Railroad Commission, but the General Land Office, as well as practicing real litigation cases of oil and gas in front of district courts in Texas. So not only does the agency work, but also then practice that agency work in front of district court. He is a graduate of Auburn and Florida, so he's kind of got some mixed allegiances there. And then finally, we have Mr. Jonathan Stone, who's very well known. He speaks before this conference often. Jonathan's a very evolved attorney. I know him from working at the medical board. He's been working at the AG's office for quite some time. Was in special litigation division as of this resume, but I believe now has moved to consumer protection, if I'm saying that, naming that division correctly. One thing I note about Jonathan is he's probably not getting a lot of sleep. Jonathan has a 7, 3, and 1-year-old children. But with that, let's welcome our speakers and hear about their presentation.
Hi, good morning, everyone. The format for this morning, we're going to go through a series of questions that we've written out, and we're going to take turns answering some of them, and hopefully there's some time at the end so that if you all want to ask questions, you can. If you do have questions, if you go to the microphones, it would be helpful because I'm kind of hard of hearing, and so I may not be able to hear you if you're just shouting them out. So let's start with the first question. Could you describe the similarities and differences between SOA proceedings and proceedings before the PUC and the Railroad Commission?
Sure. So my name is Bill Hyinga. I practice at the Railroad Commission quite a bit. And I think there's a couple distinct differences between SOA and the Railroad Commission that if you're having a Railroad Commission case, you'd want to know before you show up at the hearing. One is there's not pre-filed testimony generally at the Railroad Commission. So you offer and admit evidence live through live testimony. And so you don't have the full pre-filed testimony. You do file, you know, your planned exhibits ahead of time, but it's not what you're committed to. Your rebuttal exhibits also traditionally are not filed ahead of time. And so I think that just right there, that's one of the biggest changes. Also, the hearings are held at the Railroad Commission, and so that's a different venue than SOA. And so that I think just if we're one big major thing, we're going to get into some more minutia here in a minute, but I'd say those are the biggest difference that I would say.
So it's at the commission, if you have a hearing on a commission matter, evidentiary hearing, chances are excellent that that hearing is going to be at SOA. So the great majority of the evidentiary hearings on commission matters will be held at SOA. And that hearing at SOA looks pretty much like a bench trial in district court. There'll be a assigned ALJ. Given the complexity, depending on the complexity of the case, there may be two or three ALJs assigned to the case and presiding over it to split up the workload and turning around the final PFD in the time, the pretty short time frame that's required by statute. In commission hearings, very often, almost universally, we have pre-filed written direct testimony. So you do not swear your witness in and ask them questions at the hearing. You file pre-filed testimony that looks like, it reads like a transcript. It's in Q&A format usually. And that is filed when you call your witness. You call your witness up to the stand and you say, state your name. Is that your, did you prepare pre-filed testimony? Yes, I did. Is that your pre-filed testimony sitting on the table in front of you? Yes, it is. If you were to testify today, would you have the same answers as you gave in your pre-filed testimony? Yes, I would. And then that witness is offered for cross-examination. So that clearly moves the hearing along a lot faster. There's more work in the getting ready for the hearing in that you have to do that exercise of preparing and writing out your written testimony, but the hearing itself is greatly expedited because you go straight to cross-examination and there's little surprise, and the attorney who's going to do the cross-examination has days or weeks to prepare his or her cross-examination because he had the direct in his office since it was filed.